Check.
La-di-da. Are we closer?
Okay, pause one sec. Check, check, one, two, check, one, two. Okay, that'll work. Haha. I think I may have just found a new way to do this shindig.
Did you point your finger in the air and go, ha ha?
Ha ha.
I suggest you do that. For good luck.
Ha ha!
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats. Ho.
Welcome, everybody, to the 53rd episode of Thundercats. The frickin' phone is ringing. Unbelievable.
Let's power on through, man. Come on, 45 minutes. Let's kick this.
Thundercats. Thanks. Keep ringing. No, go ahead. Keep ringing. That's awesome. The the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And I'm Johnny Wellington from Brisbane, Australia.
And we are the Thundercats. Ho. Oh. And we have Lewis Gray on the line, maybe.
I'm here. Good evening, guys.
Good evening. Hey. Do you have a ho for your bros?
Ho.
Yeah, okay, cool. So there we go. We finally kicked it off. We took 4 weeks off, but it actually translates to about 5 weeks of time. But we missed four Fridays of podcasting. I was going to ask you, what'd you do with your 5 weeks, Johnny?
Well, I tried not to be involved with social media and failed within about 4 hours.
Four hours. Awesome.
No, I'd spent time with my family and just... did a whole lot of stuff and spent a whole lot of money on my beautiful wife. So that's essentially what it comes down to.
Congratulations again, by the way. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
And happy birthday, Rachel.
Thank you.
She's all, thank you.
I've got nothing.
Lewis, what did you do with your 5 weeks off of Thundercats?
I'm not a permanent member, as you know. I tried to continue using FriendFeed as I always have. Busy lately trying to get new clients because this gig's been going on about 6 months now and we finally did it. But everything I've done, I'm talking to folks for a long time, doing consulting gig, finally tried to turn it real. So we're trying. It's kind of fun.
Awesome. That's cool. Any people in particular you're working with, or?
I just know about My Sixth Sense. My is an iPhone application that tries to find the best of all the feeds that you read. So a lot of people follow my shares on Google Reads, but this is essentially supposed to be individually focused and based. So find out what you like over time and get better and better. That's one. So there's more.
That's probably why it's not working for me, because I don't have anything. I've installed it, plugged it all in, and it hasn't been working.
But they have version 1.1 just this yesterday, so they're bugs and they'll fix them.
What about you, Josh? What did you do?
I realized just how much we put into the podcast because I wasn't doing it anymore. And I had all this, well, not a whole bunch of free time, because actually I've been very busy. But I was starting to think, how on earth would I be able to still pick this back up and do it again? In fact, I'm really busy right now. We're just making this happen, you know. And yes. I know you've been really busy too. And I don't know. It's just been kind of nice, I guess, to a little bit of a break. But you know, I miss it, and I've seen some people online, like three or four people, say that they miss the show. and we love those three or four people very, very much.
Yes.
Maybe five, six tops. But I don't know. Seriously, the past 4 or 5 weeks have been just, they've blown by super fast. It's almost like we didn't even have a break. It's weird.
Well, it's kind of funny because I was sitting down, actually on the way to the place where I am now this morning. I was thinking about it, and I remember a couple of weeks ago I wrote a letter to the whoever's in charge of FriendFeed. It was like when Robert Scoble was calling Friend Feed Dead or the tech part of Friend Feed Dead, and I wrote this big, huge letter. For me, that seems ages and ages ago, but...
Hey, Johnny, we're hearing no sound is what the reading in the room.
I've been trying to monitor the Ustream thing where it tells you the meter sound, and it just went dead. Yep. That's the thing I've been having trouble with.
Okay.
Crap. We just have to power through it.
Yes. We can listen later. This is the thing. We've come up with a new format for the show where it's 45 minutes, no editing. We just power through everything. Just blah.
Yeah. You guys keep going while I'm trying to figure out the broadcast.
Cool. So is there anything, I know you sort of, do you have anything you want to talk about, Lewis, or is there anything specific you want to mention?
Well, I thought it was kind of a reunion tour of sorts. It changed quite, obviously, since Thundercats off, and just prior to that, I think the last time I was on, we were all worried it didn't happen with Friend Feed. In the acquisitions book and all that good stuff. I said it the other way around, right? You notice that?
Yeah.
But essentially, I think we've all gotten Guy Paul, including today at the Crunch Up, that the Friend Feed site going away today here. I think you and I have a great connection in there, August, everybody. And it's a lot of fun. Just like it all does, but things that used to get 100 comments now get 10, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think the natives are really restless. I've been looking around at different sites, not to try and find an out and estimate for Friend Feed, but, you know, what if?
Yeah.
Found a little interesting, which rather than sit on the lines and just try that they're going to work, I'm going to try and work with them and help them to change so that they can like the friend they've always been in love with. Because kind of take more of an active role.
Because I think I discovered this through a few important people that I follow. A website, what's it called? I joined it last night.
You mean?
What was it? Similar.
Yeah.
So I joined Similar last night and I was having a look and. It's interesting because it's very topic focused. And then I went into the, I was thinking, oh, I can comment, but there's no like. And I went right. And put something in the feedback room. I said, oh, it'd be great if we could have a like section. So so you can press like, and then I can go to your profile and see all the things that you've liked. And then someone's replied back to me going, well, that's just silly because it's, because Similar is all about like talking and conversation. We don't need something like that. And I'm like, and I wrote back, well, it didn't hurt Friend Feed. It's not actually a ranking system. It's like it shows an interest in it. Because right now the problem I've got with Similar is if I went to someone's profile, I can't, besides their posts, I can't see anything that they've commented on.
Right.
It's literally
and
just...
So this thing we need to work on, right? I'm saying we as users and everything that impact these sites. Just they don't do it today doesn't mean they were, and they all want to listen. The reason they want to listen is because of users.
Hmm.
I think I saw the post from last night I put together. Really, it's a lot. And there's threads that make a social network work. First, community. Second is team. And the third is relevant. And if you think about each of these, we've all run into technologies that only have two of them. You know, come to a site that has fantastic technology and they're talking about something you don't care about. It's not relevant to you. You're going to leave. Mm. During that is a dead forum topic you like. You're not going to be there. Service is rubbish. You're going to leave it as well. So they've got to get all three nailed. And I think sites that are just a little work on it takes help or
because really when it comes down to it, it's a, I'm trying to find something that fits, and Friend Feed fits for me. So, like, I honestly, after a discussion on one of Desi Stay's posts with Mona, she I was talking to her, and she was saying that Twitter, like she's good for finding different communities and being involved and stuff like that. And my immediate response to was, well, no, FriendFeed does this and this and this and this. But then I sat down and I thought, well, that's probably not the right attitude to have. So I went on Twitter and actually gave it a red hot go and sort of sat there and tried to use it and tried to find some stuff. And the problem for me is that I feel that when the categorization is built into the limitations of the characters, for me that's like it doesn't work for me, because I have something to say and the restriction is bad enough, but when I start having to build infrastructure into the content, it doesn't work for me. And a lot of my comments and a lot of the stuff I do here
check
is smart-ass remarks to people's like posts and things. Problem is, on Twitter, you don't necessarily see those original posts. So I'm telling punchlines with no setup. And so I just.
Well, I saw your comment on a Twitter preview because of that comedian role you're playing. Hmm. And so the last you're hearing me say is that Twitter replaces you. I've never once said that, and I don't think I'm going to.
No.
What Twitter has done is in such mass that you can't ignore it. You know, you can't do that. It's just infrastructure a bunch of times. You know, if people assume you have an address, they assume you have a Twitter account.
Mm.
If content is something that you want to put out there for find, it has to be on those networks.
Mm.
I've always, you have to put your content in as most places as you can and listen to waiting. And that simple is you putting a vanity search up so you know what they're saying about watching your company or finding talk you like. It's not ever going to be a place that I really want the entirety of my day.
Yeah.
Friend Robert Scoble, we don't always agree on everything. And we've seen that because he's trying to make Twitter do it past tense, right?
Mm.
He's built out some smart Twitter lists, and I appreciate his effort on it. He's made top tech blog, he's made newsmakers, entrepreneurs. And so what he's done is taken away all the dreck and the spam and the folks who are putting content in and only seeing quality news. And that's what he's using to replace FriendFeed and Google Reader for him.
Mm.
But to me, that's not the full story. Think to somewhere else.
Mm. And right? I think.
Go ahead.
I think Robert and I sort of, back when I wrote that letter, we sort of butted heads because he was saying FriendFeed's dead and this and Twitter's doing all this. And I was trying to sort of work out what he was doing. And it was actually, I came to two realizations. One was that if FriendFeed is going to exist beyond this point in time, there sort of has to, we have to convince people why it should remain up and running. The only problem is that we have to do it ourselves. We can't rely on notable people to do it because, and this comes into my second thing with Robert. Robert, I dare say, is trying to get something different out of it. So for me, I'm very much a social side of things. The instant tech discovery and instant news discovery and the big in-depth discussions and all this, not necessarily the way I do it. With Robert, he's trying to do it a very specific way, I think, trying to mine it, trying to reach the most amount of people, because that's his mode of operation. He has to be where everyone is and everyone's out there. So we butted heads, and that sort of made me realize that Twitter is very much a broadcasting medium, and I can never understand or use it like Robert can, but that's okay.
Right.
Like you said, I've got an email address, I have a Twitter address, but I don't spend time on Twitter. But I've also been chastised by some people for not using Twitter. It's like, how can you not use Twitter? And I'm just like, because I'm not using Twitter the way other people are, doesn't mean I'm doing it wrong.
So I'm glad you said that. Do you remember how many times we would get mad at people because they would content into FriendFeed and not participate?
Mm.
This is what we used to always say, you know, somebody's piping their stuff at Active Forum, right?
Mm.
And it's because we made a personal choice that was right for us. one thing that Ruthers and I have talked about is that the solution that I liked was the aggregation, everything in one place. Mm. And for a lot of people, it's just too much. And so one of the things I'm concerned about is if we try and make other services more like the one that we like, it's just getting the situation playing out again. Mm. Because if FriendFeed have the option we all wanted it to, why would you point service to the same road?
Mm.
So it's hard to say you have to adopt some of the features, but don't be a carbon copy.
Because I hear what you say about that, and I think I sort of my mindset sort of changed towards the middle of the year with people just piping stuff in through Twitter. I'm saying if people just want to use FriendFeed as a dumping ground, and let's just say they're, for lack of a better term, a web celebrity, and they just signed up for an account and they throw all their stuff in there and they never come back and they never make a comment or like, that's fine. That's how they're using their friend feed. Don't tell that person how to use friend feed. But the thing that used to annoy me the most is the people who did nothing but pipe Twitter and stuff into friend feed and then would come in like a couple of days later and go, well, I've got no comments on this. Friend feed's stupid. I don't understand it. It's sort of like, right. I think there was I had to put a clear distinction in my mind. And back with, and I think that's something we have to realize too. And I think this is the one thing I've tried to express to Robert, but I don't think I've done clearly, or not necessarily Robert, but people who are looking for the next thing, is that it doesn't, like, it doesn't have to be a winner necessarily. We're just because, like, a horse race, right? Just because I'm enjoying the horse that's coming fourth or fifth doesn't mean I should just drop out of the race because I'm not going to win. It's not a two horse race. Everyone can sort of have a gallop.
Right. So, you know, I think this is something that's getting out over the next few months, and I think instead of us holding tight and really defensive to this dream of a service didn't turn out the way we wanted, we have to start being flexible. And, you know, I've tried to turn some other sites to be more acclimated to what I want them for. I have done a Google Reader to make sure I can have comments within the shares that I have there. We have threaded conversations, you know, 15 deep often, things that we used to have just in FriendFeed or have Google Reader now. I've used Facebook just a little bit, and I'm looking at Tumblr and looking at Academy Central. I think there are elements of both services that are fairly raw, but I want to help and make them better for the web, not just for the 15,000 of us who love FriendFeed.
And so, yeah, I would say to that. It's not. There's other things in other services that we'd probably still like in FriendFeed. We sort of have to, because in the end, we don't want, like you said, we don't want a carbon copy. We want the best product.
Right. And one thing more, my wife literally has to go soon, so I have to babysit. But kind of the in common is something I've completely forgotten. We're completely mad and crazy. But here's the thing. Yeah, here it was. Let's pretend everybody leaves. Nobody comes back to FriendFeed discussions, no comments at all. It still has value. Mm. You know, I like you guys a lot, but if it all disappeared from FriendFeed, it would still be a fantastic engine for me to go through and look at the comment, look at the link, find information as they flow in. Mm. It's still a discovery. It's still a tool for search and monitoring. Nobody is active anymore. It's still a great repository. And so that's changed. I'm still using it as used it.
Well, if you go back and read the About Us page all the way at the start, it was about sharing photos and stuff that your family could go and look at. There was there was never a law that says it has to be a vibrant, active community full of comments and likes. It started out being a place, a one-stop shop for everything, and even if there was no comments or likes, it would still be that, and I'd still track everyone here. And that's what I think... That's sort of what my letter was about as well, was not necessarily the community, keep it exactly it is now, but keep the technology and keep the connections running.
Right. They did say first launch the comments and the likes. They were surprised by how much the conversation took place. And so that is where they had focusing a lot more than they ever expected. The conversation's a quit now, and I hope to join you guys again soon. So I appreciate you. We'll keep excited.
Okay.
I had a great time chatting with DeLewis.
Thanks. Sorry. Next time, just call me direct.
We'll figure something out.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
See ya, Matt. Thanks. Sorry.
That's funny.
I did the taking over again, didn't I?
That's cool, man. I got to eat dinner.
Okay. Excellent.
Well, where's Josh? Don't tell me you can't hear me now.
No.
No, please. Check. 1, 2. Hello. They're serious. Oh my gosh. Chia. That's.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
Can they still hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So,
freaking A.
Can you hear Josh?
Check 1, 2, check not. Oh, great. No.
Okay. What are you using on the Mac Mini? Oh, on the Mini to do it.
Hang on.
What programs? Using Line In and.
Yeah, I'm recording me. It's recording you. Two different inputs and supposedly the same output, but for some reason my output is not going.
Jim wants me to start speaking innuendo. Okay, this is me in my endo. Sorry. Oh, no, sorry.
Now it's you.
Yeah, we've got our moment of win as well.
Yeah, at least I know what the problem is now, but I can't fix it during the show.
What you need to do is do the wiki wah, like have the little like mixing little.
All right, you can do your pick. It's so funny. Everyone in the chat room, just for the record, for the people listening to the podcast later, nobody can hear me right now. They can only hear Johnny. I have to switch back and forth between the inputs. So, yeah, that's what I get for right. MacGyvering.
I'm going to rock my pick of the week. Dun, 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 dun. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Well, it's a shame that Mr. Lewis Gray left because my pick of the week has to do with Mr. Lewis Gray. Now, posting in the chat room there, what it was is that a couple of days ago, Mr. Gray found out that he was an uncle. And I quote, so it turns out I have a new nephew born 5 hours ago. My sister's labor was 32 hours. My mum, dad, and younger sister were there, as were the baby's mum, of course, but nobody called us. Odd. And this goes, and I've watched a video where Lewis has explained it. You know, with Facebook, you've got your two different news feeds now. You've got your news feed, which Facebook decides what is the most relevant to you. And then there's the live feed section. So they split it up into two. Lewis's sister has gone into labor, right? And been in labor for 32 hours, had the bubba, happy days. This time, all this time, Lewis's family has been posting on Facebook because, of course, it's the easiest way to share with everyone. And, of course, it's Lewis Gray. He's going to see it.
Right.
The only problem is that Facebook, when they've done the news feed, haven't paid any attention to that story and hasn't put it in his important stuff we think you should see news feed. So Lewis has known nothing about it because, like, obviously his family's assuming that he's seen it because he's Mr. Lewis Gray. And the way he found out is he saw his friend comment on a photo of his new nephew, about four or five hours after it was born. And I'm just like, it's crazy that Facebook just didn't pick that up because everyone in his family were posting it and it just didn't come up.
That's what she said.
he's going to kick my ass for that. You know? So that's the thing. Like, it's funny to think about social networking and social media. About it's such a great tool for like just driving news and breaking stories and stuff like that. Yet the birth of your nephew doesn't even show up. we can know when Britney Spears takes an orange crap, but we can't find out when your nephew's born. That is not cool. Facebook, fix your shit up.
Well, it should have like it. Fair enough, the family should have called him, but then again, you've got to think about it. It's Lewis Gray. If I was going to get in touch with Lewis Gray, what would I do? Like, this podcast right now, when he was coming on, I sent him a direct message on Facebook, on Friend Feed. I sent him an at reply on Twitter, a direct message on Twitter. So, apparently the sound quality is going down now on me. So, do you want to stop to you? Switch it to you. I finished.
Hello. Oh, that's work. Now that's gonna work. Okay, hang on. Check. There we go. Okay. Oh man, I had to chew a lot of bubble gum to get that one fixed.
All right, so
level check. Levels. We got levels.
Can people still hear me?
Too funny. Boom.
What if I said boobies? Oh, you can both hear me. Okay.
Hello. Okay, but now we're recording the same track, but who cares? All right, so anyway.
Everyone deserves a medal.
La.
The medal of Paramecium. Okay,
Booyah, 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 booyah. Okay.
We've got 2 minutes, man. We've got 2 minutes.
My pick of the week. Let's see if I can put it into song. Probably not.
Work it harder. Make it better.
Would you like some help?
Do it faster.
I reckon I can do that.
Hang on.
More than ever. Power after. Power. Work is
I think it's going to catch on fire, dude.
Here we go.
Anticipation.
Is this thing going to work?
Work it harder, make it better.
Middle presentation
makes us stronger, more than ever. Power after power, work is never.
Dude, that's awesome.
Work it harder, make it better. Do it faster, makes us stronger, more than ever. Power after power, work is stronger. Over.
Yeah, that's my pick. Can you even hear that?
You're clicking.
Well, you can't hear it. It would have to be everybody else and the podcast. Anyway, my pick of the week is the iDaft deal. I already spent about 2 hours on the stupid thing. Of course, on my weak system here that I'm trying to play it on, it's totally dying. But on the Dell Mini, it rocks. In fact, that's like the perfect killer app for it. So, there's that, and but going back to like what you guys were talking about, that was my pick, by the way. Yay! But Friend Feed dying, blah blah blah. Well, it's just like this whole self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, if the more people that say Friend Feed dying, them the more it's gonna die.
True.
I think there's probably people who could probably take it or leave it, and then there's probably people who have already moved on, and then there's people that really don't want it to die. And I think when Facebook bought FriendFeed, there were more people that really didn't want it to go. And now I think more and more people are dropping off as far as they could take it or leave it. They're going into that category. What do you think?
Well,
am I high?
Let's just say that it's like watching ESPN. Okay, it really is what's like watching ESPN, because the baseball stars are calling it dead. Right, so the tech guys are calling it dead because to them, FriendFeed is no longer the tech haven that they used to enjoy. So their entire sum of their existence of FriendFeed is pure tech. So when that stops working, my feed equals FriendFeed. Therefore, it's dead, and we're moving on. The only problem is the only people who report about baseball is ESPN. So ESPN calls it dead, and everyone goes, oh, well, it must be dead, because if bloody TechCrunch and all this bullshit, excuse my French, are calling it dead, well, fine, it's dead. But people are still turning up and watching the games, and people don't care that this guy has a .26 average and has a 6-foot box strap. All they care about is the ball goes over the fence, everyone cheers, and eat popcorn. So, I mean, yes, it is dying in certain sections and for certain people. And the problem is there's a difference between me saying it's not dying and me writing a letter. Yeah, it had the effect, but I must admit I have a certain number of followers and I'm well-known in the community. Robert Scoble writes a blog post about it. It gets in TechCrunch. TechCrunch gets retweeted 60 or 70 times, and it just keeps going. And once it starts going, it's hard to actually explain the nuances, because a lot of people, and this is the thing with Twitter, a lot of people don't read past the 140 characters. We've all been guilty of looking at the headline on a post and just commenting away without reading it.
Crazy.
And the thing is, you know what I use Facebook for?
Toilet paper?
Viewing? No. Besides playing Bejeweled, what I use Facebook for is for following photos of people's kids and my friends and just basically peering into people's lives. So it's like an information stream of my people I used to know, okay?
Okay.
If everyone went away on FriendFeed and no one made a comment or like, it would, for me, it would still be a place where I'd go to see my friends, because the TwitPic still comes in, the Twitter comes in, the music still comes in, the blog posts still come in, the Flickr feeds come in. It really is. If the community went away, I would still come here because you're all here.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be ranty today. I was trying to be happy, but I'm ranty.
Well, you know.
But I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, you wanted to keep it on schedule or schedule. How do you say it?
Time?
Yeah.
We have to accept the fact that we're screwed. We are screwed.
Who's we?
It's just how. Well, we're all screwed, because there will come a point where someone beyond our community will say nah, and the servers get turned off. So that is going to happen. It's just what happens between now and then. I've seen some other social networks over the past couple of weeks. None even touch FriendFeed. But the thing is, I have to be realistic and say that there is a chance that FriendFeed will go away someday. So I have to be aware of other places, but not necessarily going there.
We're not going places. Woohoo!
So, and I can see why a lot of people are leaving, because things are happening. It's an evolving place. Like, do you know? And this is the thing that gets me every time people talk about Twitter and how big Twitter is and how much it's worth and stuff. Do you know how much, like 10 years ago, how much Yahoo paid for GeoCities?
$5.
Take a guess. How much did Yahoo pay for GeoCities about 10 years ago?
$1 million.
$3.6 billion.
Wow.
Yahoo paid $3.6 billion for GeoCities.
I wonder if GeoCities actually generated even half that in just revenue. Forget profit, just revenue.
Probably not. And this is my every time someone says to me, Twitter's worth $5 billion and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, 10 years ago, some nerds paid a shit ton of money to buy a site that fell over on its ass. How much did Rupert Murdoch pay for MySpace? Thanks for playing. Here's your candy.
Here's your candy. Thanks for playing. Here's your candy. I like that. Can we use that for the moment of win?
Thanks for playing. Here's your candy.
I'm gonna.
And then seeing like Sarah June. Hello, Sarah. Good to see you. Welcome. MySpace always sucked. It did. But 5 years ago, it was the shiz. Everyone had a MySpace account. You couldn't be a musician without a MySpace account. Right now, you can't be a tech journalist or you can't be a celebrity without a Twitter account. It's the same song, just on skip. Because we like to think that the time we live in right now is the time. Nothing will ever get better than this. We are the bee's knees. But I've been on the internet since 1994, and I've been alive since 1980. I've seen a lot of stuff come that was the next big thing and turned out to be Twilight. Yes, I went there.
Uh-huh. You know, my wife and daughter saw it last night at the midnight showing. Mm-hmm. They're really into the Twilight books, and they... You guys can hate on them all you want, I guess. Just
I don't hate Twilight. I really don't. But I made this post earlier. You know me. I'm a friend feed fan, right?
Yeah,
I'm a friend feed fanboy. I'm an Apple fanboy. I'm a Star Wars fanboy. I'm a Legos fanboy. I saw Vision of the Twilight fans at the LA premiere a couple of days ago, and I even went cool. Settle down a little bit. There were like, I've seen girls cry for Michael Jackson before. Robert, this bloody sparkly guy, was getting twice as big a bawling cries and people going, I've came all the way from Australia to stand in line and see you walk past me. And I'm like, whoa, dude, I'm not even that hardcore.
You would be if Lewis Gray came to Australia.
If Lewis Gray came to Australia...
I'm kidding, man.
Okay, I must admit, I'm happy to say I'm a little bit of a Lewis Gray fanboy, but the man drops consistent science.
Totally.
I know people to listen to. That's my great skill, is knowing who to listen to.
Can you hear, like, the laughing Zoe in the background?
I can.
That's funny.
You don't want to know what I'd do if Leo Laporte came to Australia, Molly. You would not want to know.
Maybe I don't.
And I made this post last night. If anyone's looking for a jolly bearded Australian to come to their to America and perform something non-sexual, I'm happy to do that if you pay the effort. I will even dress up in a dress and cry mascara tears and dance for you like Ladyboy.
All right.
There you go.
So how's that for the moment of win?
Perfect.
Thanks for playing. Here's your candy. Oh, without the quotes. All right, so whoever's still around, who handled all of our technical difficulties after technical difficulties. It is now time for a moment of win. Just going to keep it nice and simple while we're gearing back up to full 100% podcast readiness, I guess.
Abundance.
And thanks for excusing the technical difficulties. Another thing that you might notice, for those of you who listen to the podcast, is that we are pretty much resigned to not edit much anymore as far as the audio goes. If there are egregious errors, in fact, even these egregious errors, I think I'm just going to leave them as they are, especially today with all the starting and stopping and fail. But we're going to, you know, slap the intro in the beginning and maybe something at the end, and that's about it, so that we can keep our sanity and spend more time with our families. Is it not so?
Keep our sanity and our lives.
And our lives. Well, they may take our lives, but they never take Super Slurpees. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to slurp this up. All right, let's kick this kitty.
All right, so moment of win. Thanks for playing. Here's your candy. I posted it in the chat room. If you're ready, then
yes.
Say that you're standing by. Because I'm standing by. Are you standing by?
I'm standing in front of.
Hey, there's Akiva.
Hi.
What's up, dude? You would not believe the amount of fail we went through to get to this point.
Somewhere in this fail, an episode came out.
It hurt, but there's stitches for that, right? Gold Leader standing by.
Porkin standing by. Let's kick this pig.
All right, do it. Count it down.
In 3, 2, 1, post.
Post. I hope it does it twice. Oh, nice. Spider's got the, what was that show called? Something Candy. Oh, my
Strangers
gosh.
With Candy.
Strangers with Candy. That's right. Nice. All right, so we got Spider, we got Molly, we got,
Sarah's there? Is this Sarah's first moment of win?
Yeah, and welcome Sarah. And we got Laura. She brought the candy, jelly bellies, or some kind of belly, jelly beans. Right on. Jabba ding ding, doo ba da ba ding 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 dong.
Just this interesting thing that popped up in front of my my eyes when I did some typing just then.
That's what she said.
Just so everyone knows. If you have an issue with friend feed, or there's a problem, or you want to report a fault, the friend feed feedback room has been turned into a community feedback room. So ask a question there. While the friend feed staff will see it, they may not necessarily respond. They sort of rely on the community. If you want to report a fault or add a suggestion or report a bug, on the top of the friend feed feedback room, there's a link to their contact page, and there they have email forms where you can email it to them, and they respond. They still respond pretty quickly to direct emails. It's just with the forum they don't have time to monitor all the requests. So a handy tip.
Very good. Very nice.
Cool,
man. Well, it's been kind of weird having to get back into the groove here. Sorry for the weirdness. Other than the normal weirdness that, yeah. Oh, nice fail whale. There it is.
Yeah.
But we may or may not get our crap together. If we do, awesome. If we don't, not as awesome. But A for awesome effort.
Yes.
But well, thanks everybody for sticking with us, waiting for us, whatever you want to call it. If you're here, great. If you're not, see you next time. We are the Thundercats. You can find us at thundercats.com and thundercats@gmail.com if you want to email us. And you can find go ahead.
friendfeed.com/JayWellington.
friendfeed.com/JoshHaley. And leave us a voicemail.
at 3-5 stars for my friend 491 something.
At
6-2-6-8-2-2-3-3-2-2-8-7. Yes.
That's 6-8-2-2-FCATS. And leave your Thanksgiving messages. And yes.
Yeah. And when we come back, I guess it'll be Black Friday. Are we going to be broadcast next week on Black Friday? Or for you, it'll be Gray Saturday.
If you're happy to do so, then yes.
I think I could pull it off. Let's plan
what
on
she
it.
She said,
"Oh, yeah, let's plan on it."
And we're back.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn this up so you can hear it a little bit.
Working harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger, more than ever, power after power, work is never over.
Yeah.
Working harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger, more than ever, power after power, work is never over.
Yeah.
Never.
Over.
Never.
Never.
Never. Power, work is after over.
That is just so cool. So many combinations, man. So many combinations. I'm a Daft Punk. Did you hear that at all?
I did. Very slightly.
Okay, just I didn't want feedback or anything.
It's all good. Alrighty, my friend. Well, I must run as my lovely wife has pulled out outside and gone. Beep, beep.
So. Beep, beep. Cool, man. We'll see you next week, everyone. Peace. Thanks for hanging out. And yes. Don't tell your friends, because this week is not exemplary, but maybe after next week you can tell your friends to come and join us, all that. Okay, then. And, I was going to ask you and maybe everybody, what do you think about the since we're not going to spend so much time editing and all that, having it come out a little bit earlier than Tuesday night?
Sounds good.
Or Wednesday day for you. Does anybody in the chat room have any feedback on that? Do you even care? Because you only listen to the live version and you don't
and
really care about the download.
I also have another suggestion. How many people actually go to the website to see the show notes? Because what I was thinking about doing is doing that page with the embedded player and the introduction statement, but posting all the links into the FriendFeed podcast room, locking the comments once we're done and linking to that, because I've seen it done on Leo does that on his podcast, where the holder page is just the audio player and the introduction, and then he links to the show notes. That way you can like the episode and do all that type of thing. Because the thing about that is that Google Juice doesn't work with iframes.
True. But it's a lot easier to just slap in.
That is true. Okay, well, forget that.
Well, I mean, once we start caring about Google Juice, then maybe we could SEO it a little bit. But
ew, Google Juice.
Ew. But I don't know. I guess no one cares when it comes out, as far as people in the chat room right now. So we'll just figure it out.
We'll work it.
I'll get it out when I get it out. Then.
Cool. Awesome.
Peace.
Bye.
All right, Johnny's leaving.
All right, man, I'll see you later.
Take it easy.
See ya. Bye.
Ding, ding, ding.